Mr. Bates, so now the Kungal has two goats in front of him, still facing towards the west, towards the Ulam and the Kurdish HaKadoshim. Koshai Loshin Shel Zahiris tied a gold thread, the Rosh Zohar Mishtaleach, on the head of the goat which is going to be sent off a cliff. The Emidoi Kenegd Beis Shluchai, and he stands that animal so that it is now facing the place, the direction where it will be sent off, and that is towards the east. So not where it was facing until now to the west, but rather it would now face the east, at least the animal's head. And the reason why they would tie a red thread around the animal is firstly so that they would be able to tell the goats apart. There's also a goat which would be brought as a korban later on, as part of the korban musaf, as well as the second goat over here, which is going to be brought as a korban chatos later on. So just to distinguish this goat from the other ones, the thread was tied at the top of the animal's head. And the reason why it was particularly red is according to the pasuk that says that if your sins will be like red, I'll turn them to be white as snow. And in fact, a miracle took place, not every Yom Kippur, but on many years when the goat was thrown off the cliff, the red string would turn to white in order to signify that fact that the sins had been forgiven. But as a mayor, he now comes v'la nishchat. He approaches the goat which is designated to be slaughtered and brought as a korban, the goat which is l'ashem, and he ties the thread k'neged beis shechitosai around where it is going to be slaughtered, around its neck. So it's tied at a different place to the other goat. The goat which is going to Lazazel, the thread would be tied at the top of its head. The goat which is going to be Lashem, the thread was tied around its neck. So that way they could tell the difference between them. And for now, the goats waited over there, and the Kohen Gadol began the next service. And that was to atone for the sins, to bring the second bull of the day, to atone for the sins of the Kohanim. We already saw that he brought a first bull to atone for the sins of himself and his family. And now the second bull which he's going to bring will atone for the sins of the Kohanim specifically. Bola Eitzel Pore Shania, he comes to his second bull of the day, the Surah Shayad of Olov, and he leans his two hands on that animal. He does smicha, umisvada, and he confesses, v'chachay oimer, and this is what he would say, Ona Hashem, please Hashem, ovisi poshati chotos lefanecha, I have sinned intentionally, I have sinned in a rebellious manner, I have sinned unintentionally in front of you, ani uveisu v'nei aram kadoshecha, myself and my family and the sons of Aaron, your holy people, the Kohanim. Ono Hashem, please Hashem, kaprino la'avinus la'pshoim la'chatoim, she'ovisi v'she'poshati v'she'chotos lefonecha, atone now for the various sins which I have sinned before you, ani uveisu v'nei aram kadoshecha, the sins which I and my family and the Kohanim, your holy people, have sinned, kakosim saras Moshe avdecha, as it is written in the Torah of Moshe your servant, because on this day of Yom Kippur, he will atone for your sins, to purify you, from all of your sins, in front of Hashem, you will be purified. And once again, since he mentioned Hashem's name, the Heino Nenachrov, all of the Kohanim who were present there would answer after him, just like they would do every time Hashem's name was mentioned in the Beis HaMikdash.